of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weed.
Yes, indeed, it is summertime here in Augusta, Georgia. Hi, it's Will James talking to you. And getting ready to go out here to warm up the grill. The intention here is to demonstrate how we do burgers here. And it probably isn't unique from anybody else, but I think it's unique for us, and it's good. Good burgers, and it's a good idea for some of you to try, if you like. I'm going here and warm up the grill, which is out on my front porch. And here is the grill. Right now it is about 80 degrees and it's humid, really humid out here. I suppose it has some rain in the area. I'm turning on the gas to the grill now. Turning it all the way up. I always turn my gas off before or after grilling. This is a charbroil grill. And let me bring this down some. I forgot when we're doing our cookout the other day that I moved it. So there we go. When I tried to open the lid, it just banged up against the pole here. There we go. All right. Let's go and turn one of the burners on to high, or to flame, as they call it. And here we go. Just want to be stubborn today. Come on, guy. There you go. And as you heard, that one, that flame just really shot up there. It was charged. Okay, we're going to leave it on high for about 10 minutes. And we are going to let it burn the excess trash off of here and food leftovers that was on there the other day. We had steak. We had T-bone steaks the other day. Okay, I'm going to go in here and let Denise describe to you what she's going to do with her meal. All right, we are in the house.
I'm right here looking at this date under the green.
Oh, okay. The date for the meat?
June 20th.
Ooh. Should we try that? Or no?
Use or freeze before June 20th. I'll open it and smell it.
All right.
Didn't I buy two of them?
Yeah, you did. And we bought them last week. Let me turn the computer down here. All right, so we're going to sample the beef here. Or smell it.
Well, I'll get the other one out of the freezer if I need to.
Okay.
Let me open it and see.
All right.
I'm not so sure I like the looks of the package.
I agree. Plus, it's been in our refrigerator for a few days.
Yeah, we were. Let me go ahead and just get the other package.
Okay, let's look at the date on that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's frozen.
Okay, we're going in here into the middle room here.
It doesn't matter because that meat's frozen, so you can just thaw it and use it. That's what I want right now.
Okay. By the way, for those of you listening on Blind Cool Tech, we do have a website up with our own blogs. And our own podcast, that kind of thing. It is lote.willanddenise.com. And you can get a hold of some of our other podcasts that we've done, like a tour of our house, for example.
Somebody or something made, I'm the other half of the will. I am Denise.
Yep, willanddenise.com. And Denise and I, for those of you that don't know us, we've been married for about 2 years. Going on 3.
November will be 3.
That's right. And we both have leader dogs. Denise has Titan. She's had him for 4 years. I have Max, and I've had him for 2 years. And they're both golden retrievers from Leader Dogs for the Blind in Michigan. So that's a little bit about us. And Denise just yawned.
Warm here today.
She woke up from a nap.
Warm here today.
Okay, so explain to the listeners what you're going to be doing with that meat.
I like to take the hamburger meat and put it out on a plate, flatten it out on a plate. Then I put garlic powder, not garlic salt, but garlic powder, the Worcestershire sauce on it.
Oh, we got a call from Barbara. Okay. I'm not sure. Let's go for the Holland.
Hey.
Okay, Denise got it.
Good. Your air conditioner working? Air conditioner working?
But Denise is talking on the phone there. We'll get back to her description of the meat in just a minute.
Did you go get the stud?
And let me go ahead.
Put you off.
While Denise is describing that, I'll go ahead and grab the thing and scrape the grill.
Okay.
Break
it up.
Okay, and what I'm going to do with this here, I'm going to scrape the grill, and I'll leave it out there.
Are you there?
All right, we're going to head back outside.
Okay.
And let's get the temperature outside here.
Good evening. The indoor temperature is 75.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The outdoor temperature is 82.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Humid. Okay, as you can hear, the grill is still going to town. I'm going to open it and go ahead and start scraping the residue of the steaks we had on it the other night off. I always do this beforehand and then let nature take its course with the grill before the hamburger meat goes on there. And when we do the hamburger meat, I'll describe to you how I do it. I do it a unique way on the grill. I don't leave it on one side for 5 minutes like some folks do. But we'll get into the details here in just a little bit. This grill, by the way, has got two burners in it. And it's a charbroil grill that I got last year. Very nice one. We've had burgers, dogs, steaks. We've even cooked french fries on here, and we've cooked corn on the cob. Okay. Loosening up the crap on here. And I'm going to hang this up by the grill on the left side. And we got some neighbors that are outside. They might want a burger from me. We'll see. All right, heading back in. And I hear the microwave tingling off. All right.
What?
I just scraped off the grill there. And before the phone rang, we were talking about how you did the burgers.
Oh. Well, right now I'm doing a part I usually don't do. I'm defrosting. No.
But you were describing how you made them, how you did them.
I take the hamburger meat itself and I flatten it out on a plate. And I take Worcestershire sauce and I sprinkle it over the meat. And then I have garlic powder, the same. And then I take and make my hamburger patties. That's all the seasoning I use.
But you don't use butter.
No, we saw a web. Well, there was a little trick on the web that suggested that you make a little hole in the burger and put a little bit of butter in there, and I tried that once. It didn't make them bad, but
it didn't make them bad. No, it does. It's one.
It didn't really, to me, it didn't really make any difference.
Yeah, it's one big mess of cleanup, so we're just better off doing this here.
I just thought I would try it. It didn't really change it.
This no.
Little garlic powder and Worcestershire sauce is flavor enough.
Yep, I agree. So we're going to be grilling out some burgers in, I would say, about 5 minutes here.
So you can always pause. You can always pause until the defrosting is done.
Yeah, I can do that. So why don't we do that? We'll go ahead and pause, and then we'll be back after they are done defrosting, and we'll see if we can get some action of Denise actually pounding them burgers.
The hamburger meat is flat out on a plate. It'll be all right. I'd rather not have been defrosted all. I mean, not have the defrosting, but that's okay.
Let's just hope the patties make out very good. All right.
Should it be all right?
Yep.
Worcestershire sauces on the meat. Open in a little garlic powder. I'm sprinkling that across the meat.
And I'm getting myself a beer.
Take and fold the meat in on itself, like you would when you were if you were making a meatloaf.
You can hear it.
All right, patty together here.
That's Denise using her two hands.
Yep, that's the best way to do hamburgers. Just use your two hands.
And now you're doing it like Play-Doh, right?
Yeah, you just kind of, you take and knead it like you're going to make bread dough or something. You hold it in one hand. You kind of want to make your meat patty stick together, like when you make a meatloaf. Okay, you just kind of pat it in between your hands a little bit, kind of get it to stick together, and then you lay it on the dish.
All right, and that's patty number one, right?
Patty number one. I'm going to make three patties.
Okay.
You have two, and I'll have one, because I don't need more than one.
Okay, now how thick are these guys going to be?
I don't know.
Because that'll determine the cooking time I do on them.
Pretty good, I guess.
Okay.
Half an inch? Not an inch. I don't judge that thing well.
Yeah, I'll find out whenever you throw them on.
You'll have to check them out when I put them on the grill.
Yeah, right now the grill is still heating up, and it should be ready about now, which is fine. I'm just sitting there watching Denise make them patties, drinking me a beer.
I will refrain from the beer at this point.
That's understandable.
Waiting to find out if we're pregnant or not. Again, same old monthly cycle. We ovulate. We try for the baby. We eat most of all. So far, it's been no. If we're pregnant, I won't drink beer for 9 months. If I'm not, I'll drink until it's time to wait next month.
There you go.
That's how my drinking goes.
Me, I do it regardless. But part of grilling, to me, is if you have a beer, I mean, that's just part of grilling. You take a beer out there with you. You take the stuff out with you.
All right,
and that's it.
It's
part of the legend of grilling.
Three nice big patties there.
Good.
I shall place them on the grill. One, two, three.
Okay. I'm going to head out here and turn down the grill for you.
Okay.
So it doesn't flame up on you. Let me grab me a utensil. I'm going to grab a utensil here, my favorite spatula for the burger.
The big spatula? Oh, we got it.
This one here. Uh-huh. I don't want the big, big one because that's too much. All right, going to head outside. And I'll have to grab me a plate also and a napkin also when I come back in. Let me go ahead and run these out here real quick. And I'll leave my beer can out there as well. None of the neighbors will get it. Okay, and here comes Denise. And let me turn this down real quick.
All right, ready?
Yep, he just got turned down, so go ahead, let it rip.
I do see flambeau on the bottom. Hopefully these will be okay.
And if they fall apart, then right. The grill will have them.
We'll order Chinese food, too.
I don't want Chinese food.
Three, just me.
And a paper towel too, please.
Okay.
As you can hear, the burgers are on the grill. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this up almost to high, and I'm going to leave this for about a minute, and then I'm going to flip it over again and then leave that on for about a minute. So the burgers will be flipped one time, and then once that's done, then we'll flip it over and cook it about 3 minutes, and then do the flipping twice. So it'll be 3 minutes on each flip, and then We'll flip it. So while this is going on, and it's going to be, let's see, about 40 seconds has gone by. I'm going to go ahead and turn it on down, though. Because as you can hear, the flames are really talking in there. There's a car rolling by.
How do those patterns feel? Ooh, wee, the fire is eating them up. Okay, there's a plate. You were hoping I'd squeal, weren't you?
I was, but you didn't do it. Now, I have to tell you the story behind that one there.
Yeah, but they're totally covered. We may not have any dinner. I mean, you can't touch them. They're totally flamboyant, though. You can't even flip them. You might want to turn that down.
It is. It's all the way down right now.
Huh.
It'll be all right.
Be careful, because the flames are on the burns. I really don't want to go to the ER tonight. I've never seen them flambo like that.
Now, for those of you that don't know us, I'm totally blind. Denise is partial. She can see the flame.
Maybe I got the wrong kind of meat.
Oh, I don't think so.
It just said they're still flamboy there.
Yep. There's burger number two flipped.
Good Lord, there's still plenty of flambeau on that one, too. You can flip over fire. It's really big.
Okay.
Need the doggy guide?
No, it'll be all right.
It's really flaming still.
All right, there we go. Yep.
Flip that flaming stuff?
Oh, yeah, I flipped it. Now we turn it back up.
You would have thought I used butter on them. Good Lord, I sure as hell didn't.
You would think, but no.
Here you go, here's a paper towel. Let me go get me some diet, too.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll leave this cooking here for about a minute. And then we're going to do the same thing. And let me turn this down a bit. Well, let's see. Let me look. Turn down just a bit. There we go. Flames are getting up there pretty good. It's been about 40 seconds on that one. Now, give or take some minutes going by when you flip here. What I do for timing is when the lid goes down, that's when I start timing it. So I'm just waiting. I'm going to go ahead and turn it all the way down now. And they're really talking here. And this is the way it did back on the last time we had burgers here. It did the same thing. That's right. There's flaming and talking and that kind of thing. So, yeah. Good stuff. Okay, so all the way down. Now we're going to go ahead and open them up. Ah, yes. Listen to them burgers talk. Now, when I flip them, I put the spatula under them and I move them. This way, it goes ahead and gets the burger and does the juices and that kind of thing in there. Then I pick it up and I flip it. I'm going to do the same thing for a second here. You're going to hear it fizzle. That's the guy that's doing the talking now, the one I'm about to flip. I let the flame cook off him. And then I flip him, like I did there. And now I gotta watch myself in this one. Yeah, good flame there. Now we're gonna flip him. Okay, now they're getting ready to go on their 3-minute cook time now.
See that again?
Okay.
That was behaving better.
Yeah, I turned it down to flip.
How do those patties feel?
Oh, they feel good. Feel real good. Excuse me a minute. This mic is not wanting to stay in position. There we go.
How thick would you say I got them made?
You got them about the size, about a half inch, I'd say. Half inch, 3/4 of an inch. And now we just get back and wait here. It's about Let's see, it's June 24th, and it's about 9:03 Eastern right now. So we're going to let them do their thing here for about 3 minutes, and then we're going to flip them over again.
The retrievers are at the door.
Yep, our guide dogs sure are. And Denise just popped the squat.
Sitting on the steps. There's my little swirler, but we don't have any wind. Wind chimes aren't even singing today.
No, it's real still, like it's going to rain.
Too still.
And I'm just listening to them sing and kicking back on my beer here. I'm standing in front of the grill still. Here we go. We're going to open them up and let you see them in action.
I'm looking underneath the grill. I see the flame underneath the grill. It says the grill has the vent holes under the burner.
And as you can hear, them puppies are still cooking.
And you got a cardboard down there?
Yes. I did that while we paused the recording. I came out here and put a cardboard underneath. That's what we catch all the grease with.
I guess there's vents at the very back of the grill, too.
Yeah, there is. There is. On this Charboro grill, on the front, there's nothing. On the side, there's a couple of holes where you would put a rotisserie in, if you wanted to do that. Then in the very back here, there's holes where your food and the heat vents out and the smell vents out. This is what makes the neighbors jealous. Gonna raise it up so you can hear some more action in here.
Oh yeah, it's doing some action all right.
This is some great, great action here, guys. All right, we're going to flip them over here in just a minute. I'm going to go and turn them down all the way here.
So that's when Eagle wind chimes.
Yes, that's right. That's wind chimes that I've had for about... Let's see, I got those in 90. And now I'm going to walk over here with Denise here. This is to the left of the grill.
I think those are little dolphins. I can't reach the others. They're too high for me.
I can reach them.
I'm short. I'm very short.
I can reach them. I'm going to give these a tug here. This one here.
It's eluding you.
Yeah,
back
it is.
Towards yourself.
There it is.
Those are nice.
Yes, they are. Those are American flag, right, Denise? I think so. I know it's America is beautiful if the wind blows right.
Oh, there's not a flag. Maybe that's what that is hanging off the bottom.
Could be.
That one we got from Cracker Barrel, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
This
we got another set of that
here.
In the back.
Came from the Monastery of Congress.
We love wind chimes.
This set over here. One of these came from Kristen, New York. Aren't those hanging up?
Yeah, they are. That's the ones you just touched. Okay, I'm about to flip some burgers here, and I'll let you work your way over there and see if you can reach them. Now, those
that's
are gotten.
The ones your parents gave you.
Yeah, a couple of Christmases ago. All right, here we go, guys. You're going to flip these over again. My trick is I put the spatula up under and let it work the burger so I can get the grease off it so I can put my hand on here and hold it while I flip it.
You're burning yourself because the flash flames just love to come up and hit you.
Same deal with the second guy here.
Oh, you've already flipped him?
Yeah.
I really ain't in the mood to be treating third degree burns on your ass.
I actually beat on my hand. All right, getting ready to flip the third one here. There you go. You just heard him hit the grill. All right.
And the flames.
Now we're going to let those bad boys cook for another 3 minutes here, and then we're going to do another flip, and we're going to do the same trick here that we did just then. So, they are on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're on flip number 4 here. We go through six flips here. We flip it six times.
Totally done.
Yes, indeedy. We flip them six times, and once that's done, they come off. But there is a place online that I saw. It said about 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes on each flip after you did the 1 minute flip at first.
Oh,
and the reason for that 1 minute flip is to give the burger some body.
Oh, he's laying at the end of the couch up there.
That's why you do the 1 minute flip first off, to give the burger some body, to pull it together. All right, let's open him up and let you hear some.
Well, you can hear it out here without opening it up. It's totally flamboyant in there.
I think the listeners will want to hear an extra flame.
That's a good one.
And you can hear this in stereo.
I'm glad we don't have six or eight on there. We'd have burned the house down.
Oh, I'm not that bad. You guys can hear that in stereo.
I'm not a total friend to the fire.
Come here, Denise. You want to lift the grill?
No, I'm just feeling the... Okay. I'm feeling behind the grill to see how hot it makes the... Of course, we have a steel rail here behind. I want to make sure it was away from the wooden post over here to the right of the grill, which it is, of course.
Yeah, it is. I had to move it because I forgot I moved it whenever we sat down the Nate Monday
moved
or Sunday.
It over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about 600 degrees in there.
Yes. That's what it is in high.
Hey, listen. It's corn.
Yes. Coming undone.
Never thought.
Coming undone. Uh-huh. Somebody likes rock music like we do.
Oh, it's flaming really well.
Okay, we're going to turn it all the way down to prep it for the turn. We're going to leave this here for about 30 seconds. Let me grab me another swig of Bud Light. Good stuff. Oh yeah. Good one.
Excuse me.
Good one.
That's Diet Mountain Dew burp. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Right here to the left of the grill is a plate that we got out here.
Clean plate.
Clean plate, of course, yes. It wasn't what the patties were prepped in. Don't worry. We're not that way.
We took the safe serve course.
Yes, we did. I used to work the vending program. Here in the state of Georgia.
I went with him as his companion when he took the safe serve thing.
Of course.
It sure will make you think about eating out.
Okay, here we go. Flipping the second one now. And for those of you that would like to know if grilling can be done by a blind person, yes, I'm doing it right now. You just do it by touch.
Yeah, and I'm watching the orange flambeaux come up, thinking, holy crap, glad we have insurance on him.
That burger on the left here, boy, he's nice and firm, man. He got put together right.
I thought I put them all together right. The one on the left might be the smallest one.
I think so. Okay, the burgers are on their fifth flip here. We just did flip number four. We're on number five now. After
no
I flip it this time,
are exactly the same.
After I flip it this time, they'll be on their last 3 minutes on the grill. And right now it's about 9:12, so about 9:15 we'll go and flip them again. And then, with any luck, they'll be cooking another 3 minutes, and then we should have some char. I hope. We should have some char on the burgers.
He likes more char on his than I do on mine.
You might not like that left one then.
You eat the left one, I'll eat one of the big ones.
The left one feels really, really firm. feels like one of those burgers you get that is nice and done all the way. There's no medium rare here, guys.
We don't want it to be a hockey puck, though.
No.
Of course, we've never had anything turn out bad on this grill.
No, I do pretty well.
You've had it almost a year. When did they get it? July 4th week last
July
year?
July 4th week, yep.
It was on sale.
We went out. Matter of fact, we went out looking at grills when you went to the last Lions convention.
Last
state convention, uh-huh. Denise is in the Lions Club here in Augusta, by the way. And she's president.
I'll be president for the second year this year.
And we are also both involved in Toastmasters. We've been in that for 2 years. I am vice president of education now.
And I will be vice president of public relations. We're going into our third year, July 1st.
Denise was president her first year, and then she took VP of public relations the second year. I was secretary the first 2 years, and I'm glad to give up that role. I mean, it's no big deal, really, but I just want something wanted something different from that club, and it's real good.
Maybe we'll do different roles. You do the different vice presidential roles, except for treasurer.
Yes.
Ours is affiliated with University Hospital here. The treasurer has to be a University Hospital employee, which is fine. Our treasurer does a great job.
Maybe we can do one of our speeches as one of the podcasts, or hey, maybe in one of the meetings.
We could.
We're going to the ACB convention in Jacksonville here 2 weeks from Thursday. So we'll be up there.
2 weeks from this coming Thursday.
And if you want to hear some good podcasts from that, be sure to bookmark lote.willandenise.com.
Now, wait a minute. We're less than 2 weeks away now, aren't
we? We are less than 2 weeks. We're about 12 days out. That address again is lote.willandenise.com. And we'll be getting some interesting footage. All right, let me turn this down all the way. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We got the Olympus DS2 and the Olympus DS20 going with us. So we'll be catching some good footage between myself and Denise.
I haven't even played with mine yet.
You got 12 days.
I've got the DS2. He's getting a longer one, of course.
Unless you feel you need it, and then we'll swap.
I might. We go to the mall next weekend.
Do that. Because people would like to hear
some reactions to the dog.
People would love to hear your perspective as well as mine. So we might make this a two-part podcast. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, the reactions to the dogs, the leader dogs. All right, the burger's about to go in their last flip. Take a listen.
I guess they don't ever stop flaming, do they?
Not hamburger, no. Okay, this little guy here is about to get flipped. I gotta find it first. There he is. I'm feeling for him with my spatula. And now he's about to get flipped.
You don't worry about him touching it with his finger because that's way over 165 degrees. There ain't gonna be any germs on a hamburger patty.
The rule of thumb with the grill is if you hold your hand over whatever you're cooking for 2 seconds and you start feeling warm, then it's good temperature. All right. That one almost got away from me. Yes.
I thought I heard a cat meowing.
Probably did too. Maybe it was a kid. All right, burgers are on the last roll here. Or last flip, rather. You roll hot dogs. You flip burgers. All right, with any luck, we're going to get some chair action here.
Medication.
Okay.
Another plate out and the buns.
All right. Right now it's about 9:16. The watch must have flipped ahead on the last flip there. So at 9:19, we'll take these bad boys off, and then we'll go eat them. Now on my burger, I like to put cheese. And I like to put jalapenos on it, jalapeno peppers. Nothing like jalapeno peppers on a burger. I've tried it with ketchup, but ketchup kind of kills the flavor of the jalapeno peppers, so I'll probably forego the ketchup this time and just do cheese and jalapeno peppers. Sounds good to me. And I meant to ask Denise if she wanted the buns done. Let me walk in and ask her while this finishes up. I'll get me another beer, too. Hey, Denise.
Huh?
You want the buns done? You want to wrap them up in tin foil and we'll do them?
Yeah.
This is another trick of ours that we're going to show you.
It smells electrical. Unless I'm just smelling from what I'm cooking outside.
Probably smelling from what I'm cooking outside. All right, let me dispose of my can. And I'll get another one here in just a minute. We save cans here, and we save the can taps here, and that you flip the can open with. All right. I'm sorry, what?
We're not out, are we?
No, shouldn't be.
I'm having trouble finding the foil.
Really? Oh, okay.
I didn't think we were out.
Excuse me.
Plastic
wrap. Oh, your favorite song. Okay, I'm gonna walk back out here with the burgers. They're about ready to come off. And while Denise tries to find the tin foil to wrap the buns up in. Okay, go ahead and pop this open. And the burgers are ready to come off. It's 9:19. Let's go ahead and flip that down, turn it down, open this up. Yes, keep talking to me, baby. Yeah. There we go, that's one burger. That's burger number two and a third one over on the right here. I'm working left to right. Third one over here just leaned up. So these guys are definitely done. Burger number three. And I can smell the Worcestershire sauce. Okay, we go ahead and turn this up all the way and burn the excess stuff off. Let me help some of the stuff get down in here with the spatula. There we go. Okay, we go and run the plate of burgers inside. Ah, man, that smelled good. Okay, the burgers are here.
Hold
on. It won't come, huh?
There we go.
Let me go ahead and stick this in the microwave. We don't want them losing their temperature too fast, the hot temperature.
Just acting like we're animals.
That's right.
Just a couple animals.
Speaking of animals. That's Titan. Say hello to everybody, Titan. Say hello to everybody, Titan. Good boy. Max is a quiet one. Maybe we're going to have some luck in getting him snorting. I don't know. Okay, hold on, boys.
Hang on a minute and I'll give you these burger buns.
All right. Now what we do with the burger buns, we leave them on the grill for about 2 minutes. Well, maybe a minute and a half on each side, on high. This way it makes them nice and toasty. And I'm looking right at Denise, so you should be getting this in the center of your stereo field.
I'm just wrapping them in the foil, so we have nice toasty buns. Alright, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll be back in about 3 minutes. Okay, we're heading out with the buns. These nice buns are about to slap in there. Okay, there we go. And now they'll sit here for about a minute and a half, and cook. And there's our telephone. I can hear from out here. Interesting. But we'll let this puppy cook about a minute and a half on this side, and then we'll flip it over and let it cook for about a minute and a half on that side. Then it'll be done. It's about 9:25 now. So we've been out here. Burgers took about almost 20 minutes to cook. That's about normal if you want a good burger that's cooked all the way. That's just the way we do it. Now everybody else may have a different way of doing it, but everybody else does have a different way of doing it, but That's the way we do it, and they come out very, very tasty. And I think I got my wish to come true where I got me some seared meat. Hamburger meat. So that'll be good. Okay. We're almost ready to flip this guy over. There's three buns in here. And he is cooking in high. Hot. Turn that down. There we go. And we go ahead and use the spatula on the thing and flip them over. All right, there we go. Temp oil's hot, but I'm used to it. And we'll let the other side cook on low since that was on high. We'll just let it kind of warm the buns a bit more. Because tin foil is going to be doing it.
Well, heating up the buns.
Yes, I am. I'm heating up the buns. I am heating up the buns. That's right. I always have hot buns for you, though. Don't you?
Of course. You what? Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, Denise is talking on the phone.
See you fly tomorrow.
Oh, she's talking to Kristen. All right. And I just heard Titan bark from the backyard.
Yeah, Titan wants to come in. Bark! Hot down here.
Okay, well, they're going to come off here in about 30 more seconds. Then what we're going to do after that, I'll let them sit here for a couple of seconds here, and then I'll grab them and we'll go and run them on inside. Okay, let's go and take them off. Oh, excuse me. That slipped. Okay. I'm going to let these puppies sit down on the side for just a minute. Then we'll touch them again and we'll see if we can carry them in. I hope so. Oh, no. I'll need to get me a plate. Hang on. I forgot how hot this thing gets. Whoops. Sorry, buddy. There's a doggy sitting here. Let me grab another plate here so I can put the buns on it. That tinfoil's hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Was I disappointed?
All right, we're going back outside with the plate. We're going to put that bad boy on there. And one of the dogs is squeaking a toy. I don't know who it is. All right, we got him on here. I'm going to go and run this in. And we are about to enjoy our burgers, you guys. And appreciate you listening and listening to our way of doing it. If you want to visit our page and hear more of our podcast, you can visit lote.willandanese.com. That's lote.willandanese.com. And feel free to comment on this on the blog that you're getting this from. And we do have an RSS feed that you can join up with also and get these once these happen. And you will want to do that, especially around convention time, because we're going to get some footage and we're going to be sending it on up there. So feel free, spread the word, and well, we will talk to you on the next one, and thanks for listening.
Summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.